Okay, I have N5 VVS and KD5 JLY. Do I have any other assistant ECs on frequency at this time? Okay, NQ5I, please stand by. Any other assistant emergency coordinators on frequency at this time? Okay, do I have a Red Cross liaison on at this time? Okay, Bill, gotcha. Do I have a liaison from Civil Air Patrol on at this time? Okay, KD5 VID, gotcha. At this time, I'll open to general check-ins. Any station wishing to check in at the net at this time, please go now. Please give your call sign phonetically. Okay, I have KB5UKT, KE5UT, WA2MAD, KD5IQM, and NQ5I. Any other stations wishing to check in, please go now. Okay, I have WB5NZV, N5GWV, and W5WRF. Any other stations wishing to check in, please go now. Okay, I have KD5ZCA. Any other stations, please check in now. Okay, I have KD5MNO. Any other stations, please go now. Okay, any other stations wishing to check into the Aries training net, please check in now. Last call before we go into our main topic. Okay. My name is Guy Story. I'm your emergency coordinator. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 5, Golf Oscar India. Tonight's net is a training net. The topic for tonight's net, we're going to cover one more time, simplex operation, what to do in the event of a repeater failure or if we need to go to a separate frequency. We're also going to do some housekeeping. One will be pagers and cell phones. The rundown of the Skywarn sessions, and I say that plural on purpose, on the 10th, which was last Sunday, And then one item that was brought to my attention about how to report traffic accidents or, you know, road obstructions. Tonight I will be referring to the Denton County Area's Disaster Plan. It is available on the Denton County Area's website at dentonareas.org, and you will find it on the right-hand side of your screen along with some other material. Currently, Denton County Area's has the following frequencies listed by Alias as the Simplex frequency. So if you hear us refer to Go to Simplex Alpha, you'll know which one to look for. Simplex Alpha is 146.540. Simplex Bravo is 147.440. Simplex Charlie is 146.480. Simplex Delta is 147.50. And Simplex Foxtrot is 446.50. Denton County Areas also recommends that you have both 146.92 simplex with a 110.9 tone on transmit. In addition to the ability to quickly check, and most radios, if you're on 92, you hit the reverse button for 146.32. It is recommended that you have these on memory channels so they're quick to flip into, and if you have the ability to label them as an alpha tag, like some radios do, you'll know exactly what it is you're looking at. During the comment phase, I'm going to request that, and do this at your leisure during the comment phase, that you flip over to the input and see which stations you can hear direct. I will not be asking that you tell me who you can hear direct, but use it to make mental notes, so in case we do have a scenario where we have to simulate repeater failure or some other scenario, you kind of know who it is in your area that you can hear. It will also help you gauge the range of how far out your equipment will allow you to hear. That varies again with topography, your equipment setup, you know, things of that nature. If you suspect a repeater failure, the first thing you're going to want to do is actually flip over to the reverse, because net control or the station transmitting may not be aware of it. By having a quick memory or hitting the reverse button and going to the input of the repeater you're using, you can quickly determine if somebody is transmitting, if it's quiet, or you may not be able to hear them well enough. After it's been determined that we have had, or wherever you are has suffered a repeater failure, you're going to want to go back to the output frequency of the repeater that you're using, and when you transmit on it, make sure you're transmitting the same tone that you would transmit as if you were transmitting into the repeater. Reason being, some stations use the CTCSS on their equipment, so that may keep you from being heard by them. Let me say that over again. That would keep you from hearing other stations and vice versa. From time to time, please check, when you're mobile. Again, it gives you range, and from time to time at the house or wherever you would be, see who you can hear direct. You may have a new station pop up. You may have one that you can't hear any longer, but it kind of gives you a reference point to what your station is at. There may be times that net control may ask for a relay, so knowing what your range is would assist net control and help the throughput of the net if it was to go to simplex or is operating in a simplex operation. If for some reason you wind up running on battery power or whatever backup you may have in your ham shack, try to use the lowest power necessary for your communications. Not so much from an FCC regulatory standpoint, but it would help you conserve your power supply if you're on battery. In the event of a repeater failure, or if conditions dictate that we go to a simplex operation, say net control has to segregate a net out, and circumstances will dictate if we have to do that. For example, if we say we're chasing a storm, and we have to start doing some disaster evaluation behind, be it hail, wind, or a tornado was to blow through, the net control may allocate someone to be a net control on a simplex frequency in the area and send you, or send a group of people to one of the simplex frequencies. In which case, most of the time, net control is just going to tell you to go to Alpha or Bravo or Charlie, whichever one is available at the time. There will be instances where we do use simplex operations, and those are typically going to be on a smaller scale event. For example, while we could use the repeater if we were to do the red bud romp, that can actually be handled on simplex with rubber ducks. When we say a small scale event, we're usually talking about something that covers less than 2 miles. Large scale events, we're talking something closer to the county size or an area where repeater operations would be ideal in comparison to simplex. This is KC5GO on Net Control for Denton County Aries Training Net. At this point, do I have any questions pertaining to the simplex operations? Okay, Don, just as a reminder to everyone, you can find these on the net as well at DentonAries.org. Alpha, Don, is 146.54. Bravo is 147.44. Charlie is 146.48. Delta, 147.5. And Foxtrot, 446.5. Any other questions pertaining to simplex operations at this time? Go ahead, Bill. -Aries, yes. Bill is correct. It is Denton-Aries.org. And again, you'll find the disaster plan and storm spotting guides and other items on the upper right-hand side. Any other questions at this time? Okay, the next three items, and they should be quick ones, are just basically some housekeeping things. First off, the general reminder on pagers and cell phones. I am aware that Singular is going to be changing the domain names on the cell phones that are capable of receiving text pages. I will get that taken care of this Saturday. Also, in that same breath, if you have a cell phone that is capable of receiving Aries pages and you wish to participate, contact KG6LE or myself, and we will get you added to the list. Next is a general reminder is on the Aries issued pagers. Make sure you check your batteries monthly. These things have a pretty healthy appetite. Just check them monthly. If the battery indicator says it's slow, the first thing I'd recommend, take the battery out, put it back in. What I found on these Motorola pagers is they tend to lie about the battery charge. Second item, if you just miss one page every now and then, chalk that up to being in a bad site. Cell phones and pagers are pretty much equal on their reception. The Aries pagers happen to operate on 900 megahertz, so it is conceivable, like you would miss a call, you would miss a page. If you have multiple, be it a cell phone or a pager, notify myself or Don. Don is in KG6LE. Next item is kind of a quick recap of the Sunday, April 10th, Skywarn session. We actually wound up having two nets that one night. The first net was actually pretty quiet. We were alerted, dispatched out because we had a storm that was looking at causing some issues on the west side of the county. We had 18 spotters check into that net. The second net actually went live at 7:30 in comparison to the first net and was a little more active, and I say that lightly. What we ran into was hail and wind damage. Those were the primary factors. We had a lot of sign damage in signs, trees, things of that nature over around Sanger, Slidell, probably over in the Bolivar area. We also did wind up keeping an eye on rotation. The National Weather Service saw it, and we did have confirmation from spotters that there was a lowering that had the appearance of rotation. We did not have any form of a touchdown, thank goodness. KC5GOY Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. I want to thank everyone that went out and spotted on those two nights. We did have people that were listening in the Louisville area, and we actually had a thought for briefly that we were going to have to do something on the west side of the county, but that one kind of fell apart on us. I want to thank everyone that goes out and spots in these storms. I know gasoline isn't cheap right now, so and I am sympathetic to that. It is appreciated and noted that everyone went out. The reports that we received on Sunday were excellent. But we do need to touch on a couple of reminders. On a few instances, we had spotters refer to marble-sized hail. It is strongly discouraged to use the word marble. Reason being is marbles come in multiple different sizes, so unless you specify like a quarter-inch marble, that's not going to really give the National Weather Service what they're looking for. They've got a story that they tell at all the Skywarn classes about a lady that they were talking to, and it started out as small marbles and eventually got to large marbles. The National Weather Service requests, this is not a Denton Aries request, the National Weather Service requests that we start out using P, dime, penny, nickel, quarter, using monetary amounts. When we get past quarters, we need to start talking about 3/4 inch to golf ball, baseball, softball, grapefruit, things that have a physical size that can be easily visualized. It is, again, discouraged that we do not use the term marble. That one always comes up every year, so I don't know if we'll ever completely shake that one, but that's okay. It was also brought to my attention about the reporting of traffic accidents, and I had a discussion with one of the AECs about this, and he talked to the county, and we found out some information that we could have been doing better, but what the county was looking for specifically. The first item, and this is what we always specify when you're making a report, is to be mindful of your location so you can give that to Net Control accurately. This is also important when you are going to report a traffic accident, road blockage, something of that nature. What the county would prefer to see, and the National Weather Service, when we're talking reports, is an exact location as possible, preferably street intersections, mile markers. If you're on I-35, I will need to know if you're on 35E or 35W, plus the mile marker. The last resort is going to be saying that you're, say, 2 miles away from 455 and Missile Base Road. If you notice, even now on the farm market roads, and the farm market roads aren't as labeled as diligently as, say, the interstates, there still are mile markers, or commonly known landmarks. So if you're on the Ray Roberts Dam and you say, I'm on the Ray Roberts Dam, that's ideal. But if you tell me that you're 2.5 miles west of a specific location, that adds something that's a little vague. We'll take it, but as much detail as possible on the location is what the county and the National Weather Service are looking for. The second thing they're looking for is going to be from the county is the type of accident. Is it an automobile accident? Is it street blockage, flash flooding? Do you have a transformer that's been hit and is actively on fire? Sometimes pole numbers can help the electric companies on that if you have it. If you don't sweat the pole, but give us the best location that you can. If you do happen upon an accident, be it a single vehicle accident or a multi-vehicle accident, the county requests that you stop and investigate. They want you to stay on scene until either the law enforcement, fire department, or Net Control clears that station to leave. It is an issue with stopping to help and render aid. Be mindful of traffic conditions. You don't want to step out in the road and, you know, get hit. The next thing the county is going to be looking for is vehicle description, including the tag. So we need to know, is it a pickup? Is it a car? What's the color? The license plate number? Things, details on that nature. If you are in doubt, ask Net Control. There's nothing wrong with asking. The only circumstances that we may request that you do not stay on scene is if we are actively chasing or spotting a funnel cloud or something that is on the ground. Those are the only two exceptions at this point that the county would wants us to give as far as not staying on scene. When we have something that's actually destroying life, property, and all that, that is still our primary emphasis. Otherwise, if you come up on an accident, hang around until you're cleared by Net Control or law or the local fire department. KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Aries Training Net. Do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Please go now. Okay, I have KD5OLT and KD5CRR. Other station, please go ahead and try one more time. You didn't quite make the trip. Okay, KD5IPJ, do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Please go now. Okay, I have KD5YSD and KE5CRR. Do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Please go now. KC5GOI Net Control, Denton County Aries Training Net. As a reminder, this is being recorded and this will be posted on the Denton Aries website for further review. Alrighty, I'm going to go through the check-ins, and as a reminder, again, if you would, you know, every now and then, flip over to the reverse and see who you can actually hear. You'd be surprised sometimes how far simplex operation can go. Alrighty, N5VVS, go ahead, Bill. KD5JOY, go ahead. Thank you, Henry. WB5NZV, go ahead. Okay, Gerald, you didn't make the trip, but good enough. KD5VID, go ahead. KB5UKT, go ahead. KE5UT, go ahead. WA2MAD, go ahead. Appreciate you going out the other night, Don. That helped quite a bit. KD5IQM, go ahead. NQ5I, go ahead. Gotcha, Bob. N5QI, go ahead. N5GWV, N5GWV, go ahead. Actually, doing demos is something that I've had on mind. It just seems to kind of sneak up on me when we do these nets, but I'll take you up on that next time we have a scenario like this. Appreciate the offer. W5WRF, go ahead. W5WRF, go ahead. Appreciate the check-in. I double with you a little bit, but we got it. KD5ZCA, go ahead. KD5MNO, go ahead. KD5OLT, go ahead. We hadn't said that twice. Appreciate it, Jason. KD5CRR, go ahead. KD5CRR, go ahead. Okay, KD5IPJ, go ahead. I'm going to defer that question to Katie5JOI. Henry, can you elaborate on what he's asking about? Basic question was, if he sees an accident on the service road, but he's got to go several miles down to come back to investigate, how does the county want that done? Was that the answer you were looking for? I doubled with you one more time, IPJ. Go ahead, Greg. That's the idea. Okay, Greg, appreciate it. KD5YSD, go ahead, John. KE5CRR, go ahead. All stations, please stand by. KC5GOI, net control, Denton County Aries. That was our repeater glitch, guys. Hopefully most of you all heard me on direct, because I turned off my shift. KE5CRR, go ahead. Alrighty, thank you. W5FKN, go ahead, Bob. Okay, Don, no problem. Again, the audio will be posted, and I plan on doing the notes on tonight's net and getting those in by the weekend in Adobe Acrobat format. Do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time for the Denton County Aries training net? Please go now. Well, you did make it, Bob. Go ahead. Okay, other station, go one more time, please. Okay, I've got KB5 PFC. Go ahead, Bob. Come on, Bob. Okay, any other stations wishing to check in at this time, please go now. Okay, BUD station, one more time, please. Oh, son of a... Okay, I believe that was WI5BUD. Okay, gotcha. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time, please go now. All right, last call. KB5PFC. Go ahead, Bob. Alrighty, W5BUD, go WI5BUD, go ahead. Alright, appreciate checking. You're about 70-75% into the machine, but you are copyable. Appreciate the check-in. Alrighty, last call. Any stations wishing to check in at this time, please go now. Alrighty, there's my other BUD station, KE5BUD, go ahead. Alrighty, we had 22 check-ins tonight. I appreciate everyone checking in. Again, tonight's audio will be posted by tomorrow morning on the Denton-Aries.org website. The current version of the disaster plan is also posted. Please check at the end of May for revisions. We're going to be making some corrections, some additions, general changes to the document because we found some things we need to work on, but there's some other items we would like to add. The next Aries training net will be Tuesday, May 17th at 19:30. Again, that is May 17th at 19:30 hours on a Tuesday night. This is KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Aries Training Net. I appreciate everyone checking in, and I look forward to hearing from everyone on the next Training Net or our next Sky One session, whichever occurs first. This is KC5GOI returning the repeater to normal use.